Few sights or sounds conjure up the passion and the purposefulness of the Southern Civil Rights Movement more powerfully than the freedom songs that provided a stirring musical accompaniment to the campaigns for racial justice and equality during the 1950s and 1960s. Whether they were being sung at mass meetings or on marches and sit-ins or en route to some of the Jim Crow South's most forbidding jails, or whether they were being performed on stage or on record by one of the musical ensembles formed by civil rights activists, songs like We Shall Overcome and Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Us Around conveyed the urgency and the conviction of the African-American freedom struggle. They also expressed and helped to sustain the courage of the extraordinary, ordinary people, mostly black but some white, who are at the heart of that monumental battle to secure basic civil and voting rights for America's black citizens. In these podcasts, I want us to think about how we can use music to explore the history of the Southern Civil Rights Movement and the revolution in black consciousness, the rise of black pride upon which it was based during the 1950s and 1960s. We'll start by looking at some of the freedom songs, those songs that were most conspicuously associated with the civil rights struggle. But we'll also move to look at popular soul and rhythm and blues songs. We'll think about the contribution of white folk artists to the music of the civil rights movement. And we'll also pay some attention to jazz, a music that often didn't have any lyrics. And so we need to find the politics of jazz music in the sound of the music itself. We'll also spend a little bit of time looking at the artists involved in the civil rights struggle and the way in which they interacted with an industry which was beginning to open up ever more opportunities for African Americans at the same time as the civil rights movement was struggling to open up economic and other educational, social opportunities for blacks in America. And we'll conclude by drawing some conclusions about how we can profitably use music and the music industry to tease out some of the complexities of the civil rights movement and American race relations in the 1950s and 60s.